Welcome back to another Peer-to-Peer Future by the Women Who Lead team. My name is Beth Ann Stubbe, and I'm the Director of Publications and Press. And today I am thrilled to bring us back to podcast from the summer issue of Peer-to-Peer, part two. This podcast will be appearing in the fall 2021 issue of Peer-to-Peer. And I'll turn it over to the fantastic Women Who Lead ladies. Ladies?
Thank you, Beth Ann. I'm really happy to be here. My name is Jima Kato, and I'm the Director of Knowledge Management and Innovation at Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher.
And I am Kathleen Monti. I'm the Chief Knowledge and Innovation Officer at Fox Rothschild in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So we are very happy to host today Crystal Kelly, who is the IT User Support Manager at Troutman Pepper. So welcome, Crystal. And if you could give a quick intro to yourself, and then we will get going with our interview.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. My name is Crystal Kelly. I'm IT User Support Manager at Troutman Pepper. I've been at Troutman Pepper for almost 5 years now, and I've been working in legal technology for 8.5 years at this point. It's a great journey, and I'm really excited to share everything with you all today.
I wanted to jump in and talk a little bit about your journey, because I hear your very first job was as a 911 operator, and I'm fascinated by this. So can you just tell us a little bit about what your experience was as a 911 operator? What did you learn? Do you have any takeaways that you've brought with you to your current role? I don't think there's very many people that have insights into this world, so it's fascinating for us.
Yes, it's very, I wouldn't say demanding job per se, but it's very interesting day to day, because you're getting calls from people, you know, life-threatening emergencies, sometimes not so life-threatening, but, you know, just so many different things that you will have to learn. And so, you know, you're working with public safety, you know, police officers, EMTs, firefighters, and you know they're out there, you know, trying to help everyone as well, but you're the first contact. You're the first person that finds out what the issue is and how to get them the fastest help possible. So I learned so much about having to listen to people, you know, calm them down a little bit, working with different teams, but also I got trained in medical as well, learning different things about how to give CPR instructions over the phone. And I think one of the most fascinating things about all of that was you're not talking to someone face to face. You can't see what's happening. And so you have to be able to help them based on what they're telling you, and they have to be in the right frame of mind for it. And I think in a way that almost prepared me to do user support in IT, because it's almost the same premise. You know, you're having someone tell you what the issue is without you actually having to see it physically. But 911 in of itself is just, it's a hard word to say. It's amazing to do it. But also it could be really stressful because you're dealing with stressful situations on a day-to-day. So I was able to find a way to channel that into helping people without trying to, you know, lose anything from the stress that I was dealing with. I think that's the best way to put it. And so I always sympathize with anyone that's in public safety, because I think from on each level, someone is doing that. They're doing that as well. You know, police officers and firefighters, they're doing the same thing.
I would imagine the communication skills that you developed really kind of helped you through this whole COVID scenario, because now all of a sudden everybody's working from home. So you're not face to face to like read people's expressions, see what they're doing, especially with IT help. Is that you, did you kind of see that like you're pulling from your past experience into things that you're doing now in your current role?
Definitely. Especially, you know, working in applications, you have like this, hey, I can remote onto your computer thing. But I think with the remote scenario, it's not as easy because they may not be connected to the network. And so you're trying to assist people who are not usually used to working from home. And so I think I was able to think back on, okay, well, how can I walk someone through something? Am I able to picture that for them? And it was something that I've definitely remember having to learn how to do when I was working at 911.
Yeah. Kind of like trying to tell somebody to find the any key and they're like, I don't see an any key.
Exactly.
I was also struck by your interview about how you really are self-motivated and you like to sort of teach yourself how to do certain skills. Can you talk to us about that? I mean, not many people can teach themselves and sort of throw themselves into it and sort of learn some complicated things. So tell us about that.
I think it almost goes back to being in school and almost being bored and not knowing what to do with myself. So I always used to find new ways to, occupy my mind, because that's just something that I always wanted to do. And so, I learned basic things about algebra and just was ahead of everyone in school because I was bored. I wanted something to do. And so I kind of channeled that energy into my adulthood with my career. And so when I was at 911, I started reading up more about computers and how to troubleshoot them. And then when I did get into IT, I was like, well, I'm doing IT now. What more can I do? And I just happened to come across learning how to do HTML and CSS. And so I was like, well, let me take this class on how to do HTML. And then that progressed. And well, let's learn JavaScript and let's learn PowerShell. I don't remember the exact phrase, but it's something along the lines of a bored mind can be dangerous. And so that's basically what I did. When I get bored, I'm going to learn something new. And so that's why I channeled all that energy into. And it's really helped me grow in IT because I was able to figure things out when someone else was like, when someone is stumped, you bring new eyes to it. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to research all I can. I'm going to buy these books. I'm going to take these LinkedIn courses, but it's always something I've always done. I've never really thought much about it. It's just, that's what I do. I just want to learn something new. I want to feed my brain.
So what are you learning next? What's the next thing on your plate?
Ironically, Java. I want to learn Java. I just bought a book on it.
I want to learn Java, so I'm just going to pick up a book and do it. Yeah, that's awesome. Are you doing it with a book? Do you take a class?
Right now, I'm doing it with a book and I'm just following, because it's easier for me to learn from a book than from a video. But I've also taken courses on Code Academy and Coursera, just on various things. But that's usually after I have the base knowledge of it. But it's just something unusual to think about, I suppose. But my knowledge is by reading a book. I always love to read books.
How about mentors? Have you had anyone throughout this journey, this career, or several people that have contributed to your success or helped you sort of get motivated? This is very, I can just hear the self-motivation in your voice, which is fabulous. But anyone else that sort of helped you, guided you at all along the way?
I've had a few people along my career. But when I was younger, it was my mother. Unfortunately, she passed away in 2010. But she was a huge motivator in my life. You always driving, like making me strive to do better. And I think that's where I picked that up on my own. Now working at Trautman, my director, Jennifer Zaneski, she's really been trying to help me do better as well, giving me opportunities to show how well I can do. So I think, she's been really trying to mentor me and groom me in my new, especially now in my new manager position.
So having this new position that you're in and working at Trautman, have you find any challenges with being a woman in this role or maybe your past experiences? What have you found?
To a degree, I find that it may be a little difficult just because, just in coming into something, someone may not know how well I can do something. And so they might have doubts. I try not to think of it as, oh, because I'm a minority or because I'm a woman. I try to say, well, you don't know me yet. But you will, because I am definitely going to prove myself, not just for you, but it's for me. Like, I always strive to do better. That's just my motto, do better all the time. And so I try not to let that negativity that I may get from someone affect me at all, especially as a woman in IT. I know it's a minority thing, not that many of us are around. And so, especially now being in a manager position, I'm definitely, going to show how well my worth,
Speaking of that, being in this new leadership role, are you thinking about how you do that the same, sort of give the same support to your staff members and your team? Do you have thoughts around that that you can share?
Yes, I actually have two women who report to me, and I'm definitely trying to encourage them, what are your strengths? What do you want to do more of? Any issues that you may have, I can help you with. But how can I help you grow, learn more things, get to a position where you can lead one day? I'm definitely open to doing all those things because I like to encourage not only just women, but anyone to do what they feel like they want to do, but also make sure they enjoy their role. You know, they're growing and they're not having any issues, you know, with me or with the job. So I definitely want to try to do that as a new manager, but also as a female manager.
Were there any particular epiphanies that you had throughout your career that made you who you are today or made you pick a certain path in your career that may have led you to where you are?
Maybe a couple. I suppose because of my strive to try to do better and the self-motivation, if I had come across something where I felt like I quote unquote failed or I made a mistake, it was something that I took heart to a degree because I was like, I could have done that differently, or, you know, you think about the what ifs. So I've had to learn how to deal with that on a different level where I don't get stuck on what I did wrong, but use that to not make that same mistake again. And so that was pretty significant in terms of my epiphany. And that's definitely something I would tell myself if I could 10 years ago, just don't get stuck on these mistakes. You're definitely going to get through it. Just use it to do better.
That's great. Along similar lines, you're teaching yourself Java. What other skills do you want to improve or do you have a goal for?
Well, I think it's knowing so many or trying to teach myself so many different things. I'm always trying to improve on the things I have learned, especially in the job role now. You know, I've only been a manager for 6 months, so that's definitely something I want to make sure I grow on and learn like more things about that, because you can always have more experience to be a better manager. But, you know, in terms of my skill set, I'm trying to learn Java now, but, you know, I'm trying to build on my PowerShell skills as well, because I use that a lot in my job now. And, you know, just web development, I kind of teach that on the side at Georgia Tech for their boot camps. And so there's always something new to learn in web development. So I'm always trying to build up those skills as well.
Right. Interesting. How did you get involved in doing Georgia Tech?
It's interesting. So when I was teaching myself coding, you know, I was updating my LinkedIn and someone from Trilogy Education found me and said, hey, we have this opening for a teaching assistant position for our web development boot camps at Georgia Tech. And I was like, oh, okay. So they interviewed me and I've been doing that for 2.5 years, just helping other people learn how to code. It's been amazing. And even Trilogy has been growing their curriculum and adding things and removing things. So I feel like I'm learning while helping other people as well.
Transitioning a little bit to influences in your life. You talked about your mother, who's also a very big influence for me too as well. And you talked about some mentors. Any books, any, you know, writers, any other podcast people or anyone else that has inspired you?
I haven't read a lot of self-help books. But when I do, I don't remember the authors. I have read some, you know, ways of trying to grow your mind a little bit, you know, not having blockers. I think that was another way for me to help with the mistakes, you know, trying to get over my mistakes or whatever. Because I wouldn't call it anxiety per se, but, you know, just something that I try to focus my energy elsewhere. And so that's, you know, more or less what I've been getting from other books that I've read outside of, you know, learning different things. And so besides that, you know, my mentors and my mother did help me a lot with trying to be better at things too.
So you talked a little bit about some of the issues that you've come across in your career and how you try not to focus on them, but what are some of those obstacles and how did you overcome them?
I think the biggest obstacle I probably have come across is that's not related to me being in my own head is probably personality conflict with other people. You know, you're not going to get along with everyone, right? And so I think what I've had to learn the most is that there are different personalities, especially in IT, and it's more of you have to set personal things aside to work with people. And I think that was one of the things that I've had to learn the most over the last 6 or 7 years is that just because someone and me and someone else don't like each other, I have to it shouldn't affect my job. And so I think that's the biggest obstacle that I've had to deal with.
So speaking of personality, I'm going to ask you a fun question.
Sure.
I think it's a fun question. Okay. If your friends or colleagues could describe you in three adjectives, what would they say?
Witty, intelligent, and most likely, I'm going to say funny, even that's a little like witty, but apparently everyone thinks I'm hilarious. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to use that when I talk to people. I think I'm hilarious. You should too. So.
And if there was something that you could have done differently or had a chance to do differently, what would that have been, if anything?
I think one of the small things that I may regret is going to college for engineering initially, civil engineering, instead of IT, because I think I'm more passionate about IT than I was about civil engineering. But I don't have many regrets because I like to see that everything has happened for a reason, and it's gotten me to where I am right now.
It's a good outlook.
And Georgia Tech, you know, there's some links there.
Right.
Okay, our final question. You're looking into the future. What do you see yourself doing 5 years from
now? I feel like I will probably still be a manager in legal IT. Just hard to say where everything else will be going. You know, I feel like I'm trying to still grow, but, you know, just mapping things out that far ahead has been, because I didn't think 5 years ago that I would be a manager in IT, you know? And so much can happen. So many things have changed. And so it's really hard to say exactly where I will be going 5 years from now.
Keeping your options open. It's good.
I try.
Any final thoughts before we close out?
I'm happy that you all wanted to interview me for this. This is really exciting. I've really enjoyed the whole process, and I hope that someone can learn from the things that I've, you know, told you all today.
Thank you so much, Crystal.
Thank you.
It's been our pleasure. Thank you very much.
On behalf of ILTA and the Women Who Lead program, Crystal, thank you so much for joining us for this fall peer-to-peer podcast.